Hi, my name's Nat, and this is The Weekly Snapshot, your weekly dose of Asian tech and startup news. We've got some pretty sad news to kick off this recap with. Skype founder Toivo Annis passed away last week at 48 years old due to an unexpected illness. He is known for leading the engineering team at the company until it was acquired by e-commerce major eBay in 2005. Annis later established investment firm Ambient Sound Investments with three of his colleagues from Skype. The Estonian entrepreneur is regarded as one of the early backers and advisors of Southeast Asia's tech scene, pouring in funding to C Group's gaming business Garena in 2008, which was before funding had taken off in the region. Other notable investments in his portfolio include Red Mart, Red Dot Payment, Pomelo Fashion, Coda Payments, and VC fund Jungle Ventures, among others. If you want to read more about Toivo's impact on the tech scene here, I'll link the full article in the show notes where we've quoted a bunch of tributes and such from among the community, so go ahead and check it out. Toivo, on behalf of the entrepreneurs who've come to know you as a, quote, brother and fearless investor, thank you for believing in us. In other news, last month was a rough one for Indonesian activists as news has surfaced of ride-hailing apps Grab and Gojek being used to intimidate them into silence. The victims, who were set to take part in a roundtable discussion on racial injustice suffered by Papuans in Indonesia, were riding out the COVID-19 pandemic at home with their families when unknown perpetrators hijacked their ride-hailing app accounts and sent slews of drivers to their doorsteps, sending a message that seemed to say, "Watch yourself, we know where you are." Man, this sounds like the setting of a Black Mirror-style cyber thriller flick. I'll link the full article below, but these cases raise concerns about systemic weaknesses in these very popular apps. According to the victims, there were no signs of attempted hacking, like alerts that flagged login attempts on different devices or OTP requests. Their phones were also working normally prior to the massive orders coming in. So, if the hacking didn't happen on the client side of things, it only stands to reason that the weak points that were exploited were on the side of the system providers. But though experts insist that Grab and Gojek both take steps to ramp up their security systems to prevent third parties from using their apps for malicious purposes, at the time of recording, neither of these apps have made any moves to tighten security. Feeling lucky, listener? If you said yes, you're probably not Luckin Coffee co-founder and chairman Charles Liu, who was ousted from the company after a board meeting last week. Aside from Liu, the company has also removed three other board directors, David Hui Li, Erhai Liu, and Sean Shao, and appointed two new independent directors. These personnel shifts were made following confirmations by internal investigations at Luckin that $300 million in revenue was fabricated last year. Founded in 2017, the company was operating over 4,000 stores across China as of the end of last year. But its shares and market value dipped after the company announced an internal probe into the fabricated transactions. Last month, its shares were delisted from Nasdaq after Luckin received two delisting notices from the exchange amid the investigation. Incoming CEO Jinyi Guo is probably going to have a hell of a time getting Luckin back on track. Lucky for him, he works at a coffee company. So, at least he can always start his day with a nice cuppa, if that's any consolation. Speaking of which, I'm going to take a quick coffee break. When I get back, I'll run you through last week's funding news. So, maybe get yourself a nice cuppa too, but don't take too long. Are you a leading brand? Do you want to reach Asia's tech community? Are you willing to pay reasonably for it? Look no further because Tech in Asia Studios has got you covered. We've worked with brands like Deloitte, Google, Visa, Salesforce, Grab, JustGo, Line, WeChat, Singapore's Infocom Media Development Authority, Temasek, and so many more to tell their stories, build events around them, and expand their network. But don't take it from me. Hear it from Jason Lin, Startup Ecosystem and Partnerships Lead at Deloitte's innovation team, who said, TechNation is a great ecosystem partner in solidifying our innovation agenda across Southeast Asia. Through powering our flagship Deloitte Spark series, many meaningful conversations have kickstarted across the region. You're welcome, Jason, and thanks for putting in a good word. So, if you want to work with us, visit techin.asia/studios, fill out the contact us form at the bottom of the page, and we'll see where it goes from there. Now, back to the show. All right, let's get to it. SoftBank's shares soared last week, closing at 6,418 yen. That's about $60, which is almost double its closing price in March. This development follows the firm recently buying back $2.7 billion worth of its own shares in June, as well as the rising share prices of some of its high-profile investments, such as Uber and Slack. SoftBank had a rough 2019, what with the not-so-great IPO of Uber and the botched IPO of another of the firm's portfolio companies, co-working space startup WeWork. The fallout of these two IPO events alone saw SoftBank lose almost $10 billion in the fiscal year. However, despite its shares taking a plunge in March, SoftBank was able to achieve pre-COVID-19 numbers last month due to an increase in the firm's Alibaba shareholdings. The demand driven by COVID-19 also boosted the value of its investments in a number of Chinese companies, including Ping An and ByteDance. We've got a whole timeline of SoftBank's rollercoaster journey since 2017 if you're interested. I'll link that in the show notes. Los Angeles and Singapore-based VC firm Wavemaker Partners closed its third Southeast Asia fund at $111 million, exceeding its target of $100 million. Who doesn't like an overachiever? New investor Concentric Equity Partners joins the firm's existing institutional backers, which include Pavilion Capital, Temasek, the World Bank's International Finance Corporation, and Vulcan Capital. The new fund has a total of 73 limited partners, according to a statement. Since 2012, Wavemaker has been focused on backing enterprise and deep tech startups. The company previously said that its SEA Fund 3, which will be managed by partners Paul Santos, Eric Manlunas, and Gavin Lee, aims to invest in 60 new companies with an initial check size of about $500,000. So if anyone out there is looking for a cool half a mil, hit them up. News once again from Geo Platforms. The company announced last week that it's set to receive $97 million from US-based Qualcomm Ventures in exchange for a 0.15% stake on a fully diluted basis. According to a statement, the fresh funds will go toward Jio's plans to roll out 5G infrastructure and services in India. And if you thought that was all we heard from Jio last week, Google decided to join the company's ever-growing list of investors too. The global internet giant is investing $4.5 billion for a 7.7% stake in Jio, putting the Indian company's total funding within the last few months to over $20.6 billion, selling a roughly 33% stake in the company. With the deal, Google and Reliance Industries will work on a customized version of the California-based company's mobile operating system. Over the past few months, Jio has attracted a wave of hefty investments from foreign investors, with Facebook injecting $5.7 billion into the company back in April. Other investors include KKR, General Atlantic, and Qualcomm, among others. If you want to catch up on the crazy number of investors Jio's gotten lately, we've got a very pretty visual of its funding activity from last month that I will link in the show notes, so check it out. Anyway, this news of Google hitting up Jio for funding is linked to this next piece of news that the internet giant has big plans for India. How big, you ask? About as big as investing $10 billion over the next 5 to 7 years. The announcement was made at a Google for India event where Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai said that the Google for India Digitization Fund will focus on areas that are important to the country's digitization. With Google, Facebook, and several other tech companies entering the ecosystem, it looks like India's the next frontier for digital innovation. And that's the news! pretty short week last week in terms of news, but the news that was announced, wow. Anyway, that's all for this week. But of course, there's so much more that happened last week that we didn't cover. So if you want access to unlimited news reports on the Asian tech and startup scene, head over to techin.asia/sub and you can read to your heart's content. But what did you think of today's episode? Do you harbor secret fears of inching closer to a Black Mirror-like reality? Or are you more afraid of being lied to by your cup of coffee? Drop me a message and let me know. I'm at podcast@techinasia.com and I'd love to hear what you think. Till next time, my name's Nat. Have a great week ahead.